light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. We had a training and we have an experience today from a few minutes ago when the light was off. And we were annoyed. For a few minutes we couldn't support, we couldn't continue our life without the light. It was not managed with us, by us, managed by the city. But it helped exactly our aim and helped also to understand the meaning of the Gospel of today in John 12. I am the light. All the readings in the resurrection during the Pentecost, the 50 days, are explained to us exactly to prove the resurrection and how to enjoy the resurrection. That's why the first Sunday it was explained to us exactly to prove, and Jesus Christ tried to prove to us that He raised from the dead. He rose from the dead. In the second Sunday and the third one was only to give us how to enjoy this resurrection. That's why we have to enjoy this by the second Sunday, by taking His body and His blood from the altar. And on the third Sunday is the water of the life with the Samaritan woman, and it's a symbol of the Word of God. When we read the Word of God and meditate in the Word of God, we enjoy the life of the resurrection. And in the fourth Sunday, which is today, it's different. What is the blessings that we receive from the resurrection? And one point which is very important for us, which is the light of Jesus Christ. And to explain this, we have to go back to the Old Testament. And we will see how our church is great, that our father arranged all the readings of during the Pentecost, the 50 days, exactly depend on the Old Testament also too. There is a real connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament. When the people of Israel, they were in Egypt, they were under the slavery and the yoke, and they couldn't support this. And from His mercy, God sent Moses to save them. That's why He sent Moses to pass over the Red Sea from the death to the life. Again, we will do a connection, a relation between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In Exodus 14, explained to us exactly the Passover of the people from Egypt, from the death, from the slavery, to the other life, which is the light. That's why if we go, for example, in Exodus 12, explain to us the slaughter of the lamb, which is the cross. Then Exodus 13 explain to us again the cross. Then Exodus 14 is the resurrection. If I'm going again to the Exodus, manage exactly Exodus 12. It's a cross. And Exodus 14 is a resurrection. And then Exodus 16 explained to us when the people praise God after the resurrection, after they pass over from the death to the life. And which is what we exactly are doing here in the church. We praise God during the 50 days, During the 50 days we praise God during this, and you will see when we enter to the church, you will see all the hymns, all the decoration of the church is different. And the curtains was different. Everything is different because it's explained to us exactly that we are very happy. And we praise God. The church took this the same order from Exodus and explained it to us exactly in the resurrection, in the Pentecost. First day, first Sunday, it's exactly before the first Sunday, before the resurrection. Explain to us the cross. Then the first Sunday with the resurrection. Then explain to us how to enjoy this resurrection by His holy body. In Exodus 16, God sent to the people the manna. Then the manna in the Old Testament is a symbol of His holy body. And in Exodus 17, God told the people, if you want a water, I will give the water from the rock. And in the third Sunday, it explained to us that if you want to live with God and to enjoy your life, you have to take the water of life, which is the Word of God. You have to read the Bible. That's why the order of the Exodus and in Old Testament is the same the order in the New Testament and also in the Pentecost. And in fourth Sunday, from Exodus 19 to Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 9, only God gives them the commandments and the instructions and how to pray. And this is the Word of God. And in Numbers chapter 9, they lost in the wilderness, and only to go outside this wilderness, He sent to them a pillar of light. And they follow the pillar of light. We can't go outside this life without follow Him, follow the pillar of light, Jesus Christ. We know that our life and all the world now live in the darkness. And how to balance and how to know the good and the bad in our life? It's only by follow Him. And how to follow Him? Who is the light? He said, I am the light. Then, okay, you explain to me what is the light. You have to tell me how I can take this light I have to know. It's only it's easy. I open the Bible here and I will see what is written here. And I have to know what I have to do. Like someone come to me, like for example, and ask, it's right, for example, to do whatever. It's not my opinion. I open the Bible, for example, in any gospel. I'm reading the Bible and I'm telling you exactly what Jesus Christ is telling you. This is the light. The light is not a word. The light is not what we are saying. Oh, I mean, I am the light. But how I can take the light? The light I'm taking to enjoy it first by coming to the church, and I'm taking His body and His blood inside me, which is give the light. And to continue the light in my life, I have to meditate His word. And I have to meet Him more. And I have to talk to Him more. The light of God is only when I'm looking to Him. I'm looking to His face and I'm telling Him only, I want you and I want to live with you. It's not the light that I'm open, that what happened, for example, today. It's only the electricity. No, it is not the light of the sun. He is the light. That's why when the people, for example, who are not Christian, and when they understand and recognize Him, they live in the light. And I have an experience with someone. When I was in Egypt, they sent to me one, it's a lady. It was a Muslim and transferred to the Christianity. And she asked me a question about a verse. And she told me the verse, and she told me from where I can find this verse in the Gospel. And I was like, I don't know where it's exactly. We have to search in the Bible to know. And she told me how you don't know where this verse in the Bible. I thought that you learn and you know every single word in the Bible. I feel shame. This lady know more than me from the Bible. This is a light. She lived with God. She lived with Jesus. The problem that we have no time to give it to God. If I'm looking for it, the time, and I have to ask myself, I have the time for God or no? Or I have plans and I have to do anything else and instead to live with Him. Maybe I love my father, my mother more than Him. Or maybe I love my kids and my wife or my husband more than Him. Or maybe I love everything around me more than Him. And by the end of the day, I have no time to give it to Him. I have no time to meditate in His Word. And finally I ask, where is the light? I don't know how I walk and where I have to go. And when I have to take the decision, sometimes I was annoyed. I don't know what I have to do. And this is the absence of the light. If I want the light, then I have to take the light inside me. The light is by spending more time with Him. And at least I have to spend and to read the Bible and to know what is the message I got from God this day. Exactly when Jacob fight with God, with the angel, and he asked the blessing, and by the end the angel gave him the blessings. And exactly what I have to do is I have to fight all the day and I have to read the Bible until I receive a message from God. What do you want from me, God, today? This is exactly what I have to do all of my days. The light, it is not the light of anything. The light is inside me. That's why when you are going to anywhere or you are doing anything, before doing this or before going to anywhere, you will see if you have the light inside you. You will see how the light drive and guide you to the right, not to the bad. When we are lost, then we have an absence of Jesus Christ inside me. Then I have to go back and I have to spend time with Him. And again, come to Him and bow and fight with Him in the prayers and tell Him, I want your word. I want your message. I want to hear you. This is the light. The light is exactly like a pillar of the light when all the people of Israel follow. We are in the wilderness. Look outside the world. Look outside the sins. And we are praying that God save us. How I can live outside this world? I have to live with Him when the light abides in me. Then we ask God to help us in this life. Because by the end of the life, we will see the light. If we feel now the light inside us, then by the end of the day, we will see Him. And we will see the light, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Shine.